Sechtes Bar Mitzia, Daf Pei Beis, seven lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, Hilvo Ala Mashkin Shem Misachar, that if Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Reuven takes a Mashkin from Shimon in order to have security, then Reuven is considered a Shem Misachar in regard to the Mashkin. And before we begin the Gemara, there are two basic ways to understand the concept of a Mashkin. Number one, a Mashkin serves as a Raya, as if Shimon would claim that he doesn't owe any money to Reuven, then Reuven will bring out the Mashkin and say, if you don't owe me money, then why do I have a mashkin? And number two, a mashkin can serve l'gavayna, that you could collect your debt from a mashkin. And our Gemara begins, Leim Masisin like Rebbe Elazar. Let us say that our Mishnah is not going like the sheet of Rebbe Elazar. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Malvas Chavei Ola Mashkin, if Reuven lends money to Shimon and he takes a mashkin from Shimon, va'ovin mashkin, and Reuven loses the mashkin, yishava v'yitum ma'isav, and since Rebbe Elazar categorizes the Malva as a shayim chinam, therefore Reuven will swear that it wasn't Pesheah, and he won't be chayiv for losing the mashkin, and Shimon will still be responsible to pay the entire loan back to Reuven, and he will not even be able to deduct the amount of the cost of the mashkin. And Lemaisa, clearly from this point of Rebbe Elazar, we see that Rebbe Elazar is chaylik on our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, Hilvoa mashkin is a shem esachah, and Rebbe Elazar clearly holds that Hilvoa mashkin is a shem echinam. And Rashi explains that the reason why Rebbe Elazar holds that a malva who lends money with a mashkin is considered a shem esachah, they ain't under neitel mashkin l'gavayna, as a person doesn't take a mashkin in order to collect their money, he takes it as security in order that the borrower should not be able to claim that he didn't borrow the money. And even if the malva loses the mashkin, the malva will be able to collect from the leva from other assets. And Ritva actually brings two different pshatim. In the first pshat, he says as Rashi does, and he states, as Rabbi Elazar holds, even though certainly when a malva takes a mashkin, he's taking in order to collect money from the mashkin, he's still not considered shem esacha, as lemaisa, lender doesn't have any other hana from the actual halva or for the mashkin itself, as he can't use the mashkin. Even if he will keep the mashkin, lemaisa, he's just getting back his original money, and he's not actually gaining anything. And Ritva points out, and a lender is not similar to an uman who's nena from the kli, because it's maviach, as he gets his actual schar for doing the labor, and he makes a profit from this item. And our Braisa continues, Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Elazar, and he holds that the leva could say to the malva, klum halvisani el al mashkin, that the only way that you are willing to lend me money is based on a mashkin. Of a mashkin, now that you lost the mashkin, of the maisecha, you lose your money and you can't collect that money, and you have a responsibility to me just like a shayim esachar. And as the Ritva points out, the Rabbi Kiva holds the kivin l'gavayna tafis lei, that since he took a mashkin in order to be able to collect from the mashkin, nasa lo shayim esachar, therefore malva has a din like a shayim esachar. And the Ritva points out, umi amayd Rabbi Kiva to ba'insim pata, that l'maisa, since Rabbi Kiva categorizes a malva as a shayim esachar, therefore he's going to be pata from insin, and therefore vim toyin shenenas yishava v'yitom o'isav, the nenas Rabbi Kiva dumi da'ovad l'Rabbi Elazar. And our Braisa continues, Avaluvo Elv Zuz Bishtar. However, if Reuven lends Shimon $1,000 and they actually enter into a shtar, v'niach le mashkin aleim, and Reuven also takes a mashkin from Shimon, divyakol ovda mashkin ovdu ma'isav, then even Rabbi Elazar would agree to Rabbi Kiva that if you lose the mashkin, then you lose your money. As certainly Rabbi Elazar agrees that in this case, the reason why he took a mashkin was not l'raya, because in order to have raya, he already has a shtar, and the shtar would act as a raya. And by the fact that Malva still took a mashkin, it must be his soul purpose was in order to be able to collect his debt from the mashkin, and if so, we consider him a shayim esachar, and therefore he would be chayiv. And as Rashi states, "Taham mashkin vadel gavayne shakol ligvay simena," that this type of mashkin is certainly taken in order to collect from the star mishtar yesh b'shibu kakois v'yesh lemeichel ligvays. As certainly, since it was a star, therefore it is a shibu kakois, and the lender has where to collect the debt from ubetuachu, and therefore he is secure. V'gam lichpe in yachol, and the lever will not be able to be kaifa da koyshtar because there is a star. Therefore, the reason why he took the mashkin is not in order to prove that there was a loan, and it must be he took it l'gavayna. And therefore, in this scenario, even Rabbi Elazar agrees that the malva is considered a shayim esachar. And I in the top Taisus Divim Laschal Divya Kol Ovid Al Mashkin Ovdum Oisav, where Taisus explains a bit differently to Rashi, and he holds that the point of the Gemara is not because you actually wrote a shtar, as even if you didn't write a shtar, the same dinner would apply. And the main point of the Gemara is that the case was where Reuven took a mashkin shaloi b'shas avosai, and therefore certainly it was not as a raya, and it was legavaina, and therefore even Rabbi Elazar agrees that the malv is responsible for the mashkin, and if it's avad mashkin, it would be avad ma'isav. And l'maisa, the Gemara's question is that our Mishnah doesn't seem to be going like the shita Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara answers, afilu tamer Rabbi Elazar, really we could say our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, and v'loi kasha, it's not a question, as kansha mishkin b'shas avosai, kansha mishkin shaloi b'shas avosai, as in the Braisa where Belazar holds that the Malva is considered Shai Mechinam, that's talking about a scenario where the Malva took this Mashkin at the time that he gave the loan, and he took it as security, and not Legavaina, and therefore is considered Shai Mesacha. However, our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the Malva took this Mashkin after he already gave the loan, and therefore certainly he didn't take it as security, and to prove that there was a loan, he specifically took it in order to be able to collect his money from the Mashkin, and therefore he's definitely considered Shai Mesacha, and therefore our Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Elazar, and the Mishnah states that in the case where you took the mashkin, the malv is considered a shay mesachar. And according to the way that Taisus explained the previous Gemara, then this teretz of the Gemara is actually stating that Rabbi Elazar is moida to Rabbi Akiva in the case where you mashkin is shaloi b'shas avasai, and that is actually the exact point that we made in the Braisa, that Rabbi Elazar is moida to Rabbi Akiva in the case of a vow el zuz b'shtav and nichle mashkin lehim, that the very call of that mashkin of the ma'isav. However, according to Rashi, why didn't the Gemara say that our Mishnah was talking about a case of the Vo El Zuz Bishtav and Nichle Mashkin Lehem, and that case, Rabbi Elazar's Beit Rabbi Akiva, that Avodah Mashkin of the Ma'isav, maybe that's why Taisus did not explain that last point of the Braisa like Rashi, and he brought his Pshat. Before we continue, let's explain what it means, Mashkin Shiloi Bishas Avasai, as Rashi says, El Achazman Kishitov Ma'isav Bezin, that at a later point, when Reuven came to be Teveya his money in Bezin, and Veloy Shilim and Shimon did not want to pay him, Mashkin El Pi Bezin, and Reuven had Bezdin given permission to take a mashkin, that who vadi l'gavayna shakle, certainly in that case, Reuven is taking a mashkin in order to have a place to be able to collect his money from. Gemara continues that l'chari doesn't make sense to explain that there's a difference between our Mishnah and the Braisa, where the Braisa is talking about a case that was mashkinish b'shas avasai, and the Mishnah is talking about mishkinish shloi b'shas avasai, and as the Gemara is, v'idi v'idi, hilvo ala mashkin tani, that l'maisa the loshin of the Mishnah, and the loshin of the Braisa states, hilvo ala mashkin. And as Rashi points out, at the top of that pei bezim alav, ala mashkin b'shas avo mashma, and it's mashma, he took this mashkin at the time of alva, as it states, hilvo ala mashkin. And the Ritva points out that the Gemara's question is not necessarily that the loshin of the Braisa and the loshin of the Mishnah, where it states hilvo ala mashkin, is mashma b'shas avo, but the Gemara's question is that l'maisa, the Mishnah and the Braisa use the same loshin, and therefore it would be very hard to say that the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about two separate scenarios. And we continue on that pei bezim alav. Right now, the Gemara is back to its original question that it seems Masisin like Rabbi Elazar, as our Mishnah stated that a Malva Mashkin is considered Shem Mesacha, and Rabbi Elazar holds that a Vola Mashkin is considered Shem Mechinam, and the Gemara now states El Loikasha, that it's not a question, and really our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Elazar, as Kanshil Vola Mois, Kanshil Vola Peiris, and Rabbi Elazar is talking about a scenario where Reuven lent money to Shimon, and therefore he had no benefit from lending the money, as Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and ultimately he'll get back $1,000, and even though Reuven took a mashkin, however, Rabbi Elazar holds that a mashkin is not lugavayna, and it's only l'raya ba'alma, and therefore the malv is considered shay mechinam. However, in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where Reuven lent payers to Shimon, and even though Reuven will get back the same amount of payers that he gave to Shimon, however, ultimately payers can rat, and Reuven knows that in a few months, when he gets back his loan of payers, he will actually get back fresh payers, and therefore Reuven does have a benefit by lending the payers to Shimon, and therefore Reuven is considered shay mesacha regarding the mashkin. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us read the Mishnah on that Peyon Beis, as the Mishnah states, Hilvol HaMashkin Shem Mesacha, the Tanakama says, Hilvol HaMashkin, you consider Shem Mesacha, and Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda argued in Tanakama, and he said, Hilvol Moish Shem Mechinam, Hilvol Peyish Shem Mesacha, and therefore our Gemara now is that how can you say that really our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, and the case of the Mishnah of Hilvol HaMashkin is talking about a case where Reuven lent Peyris to Shimon, but L'chira, Bahamid Tani Sefer, by the fact that the Sefer of the Mishnah continues and stated, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Hilvol Moish Shem Mechinam, Hilvol Peyris Shem Mesacha, which is the actual shita that you're trying to tell me is the shita of Rabbi Elazar. So Mechlal the Tanakama Loishani Lei. So it's Muchach that the Tanakama does not distinguish between someone that lends money or lends payers. In all cases, he's considered Shem Mesacha. Therefore, once again, we're back to our original question that L'chir the Tanava Mishnah is not Rabbi Elazar, as Rabbi Elazar said that Hamalva Mashkin is considered Shem Mechinam, and our Mishnah stated that in all cases Hamalva Mashkin is considered Shem Mesacha, and the Gemara continues and answers that really we could say Rabbi Elazar actually holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He is mechal between havoy moiz that shayim mechinam and havoy payers that shayim mesacha. And if you're going to ask me that luchir by the fact that the Tana Kama states that mal balamashkin is the shayim mesacha, it's mashma that there is a Tana that holds that in all cases you consider shayim mesacha. Luchir that can't be the shita Rabbi Elazar. And once again, we're back to our original question that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar. And one of the Gemara explains that kula Rabbi Yehuda really there is no Tana Kama about Mishnah, and really the Tana Kama is the shita Rabbi Yehuda, which would be the same shita as Rabbi Elazar. And there's a missing part of the Mishnah. It's pasha that this is the way we should understand the Mishnah. As the Mishnah teaches us, Hilvo al Mashkin Shem Sacha, that if someone is Hilvo al Mashkin, then it's considered Shem Sacha regarding the Mashkin. However, when do we say this din? Shelvo Paris, only where Reuven lent Paris to Shimon, and therefore he has a benefit that he'll get fresh Paris after the fact. However, if he lent money, then he's considered Shem Chinam, and if he would lose the Mashkin, then he would not have to deduct the cost of the Mashkin from the debt. And some agree Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah continues, Shem Rabbi Yehuda Imah, and this Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, which also will be the Shita Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Yehuda states, Havoy Mois is Shem Chinam, and Havoy Paris Shem Mesacha. And the Gemara now continues and asks, Ehachi, if you can tell me that the Mishnah is not bringing down any other Shita aside for Rabbi Yehuda, and the entire Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar and going like Rabbi Yehuda, so come along Mastisin, like Rabbi Kiva, then it comes out that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Kiva, and there's no way to explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva holds that in all cases, Hilvo al Mashkin is considered Shem Mesacha, and even if it's Hilvo al Mois, as the Meister Rabbi Kiva holds that the reason why a person takes a Pekodin is Lugavaino, and therefore he has a benefit, and therefore in all cases, he's considered Shem Mesacha, and the Meister we will not be able to Zetzayin the Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, and as Rashi points out, that we always want a Zetzayin the Mishnah like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, because we know that Stam Masisin is Rameya, and as we know, Rameya was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, and therefore generally Rameya would go according to the Shitas of Rabbi Kiva, and as Rashi states, Venan Kaimel of Mesech the Sanhedrin, Bekulu Stami, Stam Mishnah Rameya, Stam Sefra Rabbi Yuda, Stam Sefri Rabbi Shimon, Bekulu Alib Rabbi Kiva, and all of them are going according to the Shita of the Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva. Because of this question, the Gemara states, El Machvata Masisin like Rabbi Elazar, and therefore we go back to our original understanding and to our original point that our Mishnah cannot be going like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. And Rashi in Mesech the Me'ilah says that the Lashon Machvata is a Lashon of Dovah Baruhu that's clear that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar. And the Mice is generally not so shver that a Mishnah should not go like Rabbi Elazar, as we know Rabbi Elazar is Shamuti, and we generally don't pass him like Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara now continues that now that we finished bringing down the Shita of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva, and we said that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar, so the Gemara now will try to explain what the basis is for the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva, and in exactly what scenario they are being Chaylik. And the Gemara states, let us say the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar is in a scenario where the mashkin was not valued at the share of the actual loan. And for example, Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and meanwhile, Reuven only took a mashkin that was valued at $100 from Shimon. The basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva is if they agree to the shita of Shmuel. And what is the shita of Shmuel? The Amish Shmuel, as Shmuel stated, that if Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and meanwhile Shimon gave Reuven the handle of a sickle as a mashkin, and of course the handle of a sickle doesn't have much value, and even so Shmuel holds of a kata de magla of the alpha zuze that if Reuven loses the handle of the sickle, and therefore Reuven cannot return the mashkin to Shimon when Shimon returns the money, and therefore Reuven will lose the right to collect $1,000 from Shimon. Let's see Rashi dino maskel b'lei shavi shir zuze kam mitzvgi uver the Shmuel pilvigi the ibid shavi maidu abelezel l'gavayin shakli. Rabbi Elazar would be moida that if the mashkin would actually be the same value or more than the value of the loan, even Rabbi Elazar would agree that the malva took the mashkin in order to be able to collect from the mashkin, and he wouldn't be chaylik on Rabbi Kiva. He would agree that over the mashkin of the moisecha, and therefore Rashi says over the shavi pligi that the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva is specifically in a scenario where the mashkin is not worth as much as the actual amount of the loan. As Rashi explains, to Rabbi Elazar less late to Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar does not hold like the shita of Shmuel, the Amma that Shmuel held of it alpha zuze that you lose the full $1,000 besavet the kabelu gavayna. Shmuel holds that a lender understands that if he takes a mashkin, then if he loses the mashkin, then he was mekabel that he will not collect any more from the borrower. Halesle Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold like that. The kiven le shavi that since it's not worth the same amount as the loan, the lezichet dvarim ba'almuhu denakalei, then certainly it wasn't taken le gavayna and it was only taken as a raya v'shay mechinamu, and certainly the malv is only a shay mechinam. However, Rabbi Kiva isle to Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel. It must be that the Malva took this and was Makabal of Teres Mashkin, the Chol Kamad Loy Mahadrele Loy Ligvi, and as long as the the Malva can't return to Mashkin, then he has no right to collect any money from the Leiva. And Ayin Tap Taisa Dil Maschal Lame Rabbi Shabi Shir Zuzi with the Shmuel Kamathri. Taisa brings down this point of Rashi that Rabbi Lezer is Moedish Rabbi Kiva, that in a case where the Mashkin is Shabi Shir Zuzi, then certainly Rabbi Lezer agrees that it's a Lagavaina Shakli, and therefore the Malva will be considered a Shem Mesacha. And Taisa therefore is for caution and Kain, I might come Masis like Rabbi Lezer. Why did the Gemara just end off that our mission is not going like the Shita Rabbi Lezer? Look me with Shavi Shir Zuzi, with Taisa Kukula Amma. Why didn't we say that our Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Lezer? Even Rabbi Lezer agrees that Havoa Mashkin will be a Shem Mesacha in the case that the Mashkin is worth the same amount or more than the actual loan amount. And I mean, Taisa who points out that maybe when the Gemara stated that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Lezer, is only specifically according to the Maskonis HaGemara that the Gemara comes out that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva are Chaluk even in the case with Shavi Mashkin Shir Zuzi. And what then Taisa points out, even at this point of the Gemara feels that our Mishnah cannot be going like the Shita Rabbi Lezer, the Lematzalukim Masisim B'Dashavi, as it's impossible to explain. Our Mishnah is talking about a case, but the Shavi Mashkin Shir Zuzi, Rukule Alma, the reason is the Ein Svar Shiachlik Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva, as if that would be the scenario, that it wouldn't make sense that Rabbi Huda would be Chaluk on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Huda would be Mechal between Hilvoh Peris and Hilvoh Mois. Certainly Rabbi Huda would hold that in all scenarios, you would be considered a Shem Esacha. The reason why the Malva took a Mashkin is Lugavaina Shaklei Ayin and Taisvis. And Gemara continues, Iblei Shavi Mashkin Shir Zuzi, the Kule Alma Leslu de Shmuel, the Lemaisa, if the Mashkin is not valued at the same amount as the loan, the Mashkin is much cheaper than the amount of the loan, and certainly there is no question that all would be Chaluk on Shmuel. And Shmuel's concept is a very difficult concept to understand, that just because a Malva took a small Mashkin, that by losing the Mashkin, he would not be able to collect his Chayiv, and why would he give up on an entire Chayiv of $1,000? Because he lost a small amount of money, and he lost the handle of a sickle. And as Rashi says, so Rabbi Lezer loy mafsid klub. According to Rabbi Lezer, you would not lose anything because you consider a Shem Mechinim. Rabbi Akiva ain't a mafsid al kenegra mashkin. And according to Rabbi Akiva, even though you're a Shem Mesacha, but you wouldn't lose the entire amount of the loan, Malva would only lose the amount of money that the mashkin was valued at, and he would have to deduct that amount from the amount that the borrower owes him, and he would deduct it from the payoff. Therefore, the Gemara states, v'hochab the shavi shir zuzi, that the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva is a scenario where the mashkin was actually valued at the same amount of the loan, when the mashkin was worth more than the amount of the loan, the kamifliki bit Rabbi Yitzchak, and the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is if they hold like the shita Rabbi Yitzchak or not. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rabbi Yitzchak taught us, minayin lebalchay shekoyne mashkin, that how do we know that a lender is koyne mashkin? Nema, as the pasuk tells us in Pashki Seisei, when it speaks about someone that lends money to an ani, and the pasuk states, bachutz tamoy v'isha she'ata neisha boy yoytzi lechas ha'ovid ha'chutza, v'im ish ani hu leisishka ba'avaitai, hoshe tashiv leis ha'ovid kibay ha'shemesh, v'shachav b'salmasei, uv'rachaka, ulechot hi'etzdaka l'pnei ha'shem alakecha. Here it tells us that when a malva takes a mashkin from an ani, for example, the malva takes the ani's pajamas, then at night he has to return the pajamas to the ani, and the pasuk tells us, ulechot hi'etzdaka, it will be considered righteousness on behalf of the malva. And Rabbi Yitzchak points out, im ena koina mashkin tzedaka minolei, if the malva is not actually koina and is not considered they acquired the mashkin, then how would the Torah call it a tzedaka, as the Lashon tzedaka is talking about something that someone actually loses and takes out of their pocket in order to give someone else. But in this scenario, if the malva actually doesn't own the mashkin, then he's giving the leiva his own money back, and he's giving him his own pajamas back, and therefore why would the Torah call that tzedaka? Therefore Rabbi Yitzchak learns, mikama b'chayv shekayin the mashkin. Gemara wants to explain that Rabbi Kiva holds like the shita Rabbi Yitzchak, and therefore the malva is considered that he owns the mashkin, and if he lost the mashkin, it's as if he lost his own item. Therefore, certainly, if it's of a mashkin, so of the ma'isecha. Rashi points out, l'chol mili l'schayiv ba'insin, the lender would not only be chayiv and would not only lose the money if he loses the item, but even if it's an oinis, he would also lose the money. However, Rabbi Lezer is chaylik and holds that the malva is not koyin in a mashkin. L'maisa, Rabbi Lezer holds that he's considered shayim mechinam, and therefore he's not responsible for the mashkin if it's lost or stolen. And the Gemara continues with Tisbira, that how can you explain that the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is if they hold with the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak, or if they don't hold like the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak, but that can't be pshat, as Eimud Amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'mishkanai shalai b'shas avasai, as the only time Rabbi Yitzchak said that a Baal Chayiv is kreina mashkin is only if the Baal Chayiv and the Malva went to Bezdin and took the mashkin after the time that the loan was due. Therefore, certainly he's taking it l'gavayna, and therefore it's considered as if he owns the mashkin. Al mishkanai b'shas avasai miyama. But if he took a mashkin at the time that he gave the loan, l'chayiv Rabbi Yitzchak never said his din. And Rashi points out that how do we know that Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about a case where he took the mashkin shaloi b'shas avasai, as Rashi says, the akra b'mishkanai aladei shliach bezinsiv, as the pasuk is talking about a case where he took the mashkin Mishkan based on Shliach Bezdin, the Chsiv Elmine, and as we brought the pasuk that states beforehand, Bechutz Tamoid Umekminu Lalakamon Mishliach Bezdin, and the Gemara will say it's talking about a Shliach Bezdin that went to the borrower to take this Mashkin, Bahu Vade Koni, and certainly in that case, the Malviz Koina, the Lugavaina Shakli, the Lekalud Muy, the Meshkin of Bishasa Vasai, and you can't compare the case of Rabbi Yitzchak to a case where you took the Mashkin at the time of Alva. Certainly, as we pointed out before, that the Machlek is between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is certainly when a person took a Malva at the time of Alva, as the Brisa stated, Hilvo Ala Mashkin, which is Mashma at the time of the loan, he took a Mashkin. The Gemara continues, El Mishkin and Shloi Bishasa Vasai, Kuli Alma Islu Rabbi Yitzchak, that certainly if the Mashkin was taken at the time was after the loan was due, and the Shliach Bezin went and took the Mashkin, then certainly even Rabbi Lezer agrees to the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak that Bachayv is Koina Mashkin, and therefore certainly if he loses the Mashkin, he will lose his money. And over here, the basis for the Machlek is between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is talking about a case where he took the Mashkin at the time of Alva, and the Mashkin was also worth the same amount or more than the amount of the loan. The basis for the Machlek is between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is the similar Machlek is that we had between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Benigeya Shema Aveda. And as we've mentioned many times, that if Reuven finds an Aveda, there's a Machlek is between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef as to how to categorize Reuven at the time that he's watching this Aveda. As Rabbi holds that since Reuven is watching this Aveda for free, so certainly he's categorized as a Shema Chinam and will be potter for Gneva Aveda. However, Rabbi Yosef teaches us the special din of Prutid Rabbi Yosef, that since Lemaisa, at the time that he's being metapel with Aveda, he's considered Isav Mitzvah and he's potter Minam Mitzvahs, and therefore if an Oni would come to him and try to collect tzedakah, he would not have to give him a pruta, and therefore, since the finder has a financial benefit by watching the Aveda, so he's considered Shem Yisachar, and he would be chayiv b'gneiva Aveda. And l'maisa, there's a mitzvah to lend money to another yid, and therefore, at the time that Reuven would be lending money to Shimon, if an Oni would come to him and ask him for tzedakah, he would not have to give him money. Therefore, there is financial benefit to the lender, and since Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yosef, therefore Rabbi Kiva says that the Malv is considered Shem Yisachar. However, Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabba, and therefore Rabbi Lezer holds that the Malv is considered Shem Chinam. And as the Gemara brings down, the Machlek is between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef ben Geir Shem Aveda. The Itma, as we learned, Shem Aveda, Rabba Amar k'Shem Chinam, Rabbi Yosef Amar k'Shem Yisachar. As we explain, the Gemara continues, and as Rashi points out, that certainly Rabbi Kiva holds that Hilvola Mashkin, that the Malv is considered Shem Yisachar, certainly does not agree to the din of Rabba that a Shem Aveda is considered Shem Chinam, as certainly would hold over there that a Shem Aveda is considered Shem Yisachar. Therefore, the Gemara doesn't focus its attention on the Shita of Rabba. However, the Gemara states, Lemid Rabbi Yosef Tanoi, let us say that the Shita of Rabbi Yosef is also only Shaykh to be according to one Tana. Rabbi Yosef only could go like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, and when a Malva lends money ala Mashkin, he's considered Shem Yisachar, and therefore Shem Aveda is also considered Shem Yisachar. Masha Inka Rabbi Lezer, who holds that Alvaro Mashkin is a Shem Chinam, would have to hold like Rabba, and a Shem Aveda is considered Shem Chinam. The Gemara responds, Loi, that's not necessarily correct, as B'Shem Aveda, the Kula Alma Islud Rabbi Yosef, that it is possible that even Rabbi Lezer would agree in the case of a Shem Aveda, that certainly a Shem Aveda is considered like a Shem Yisachar. Rabbi Lezer certainly agrees to Rabbi Yosef that a Shem Aveda does have a benefit of the Prut Rabbi Yosef, and therefore he's categorized as a Shem Yisachar, and he would be Chayiv B'Gneiva Aveda. Certainly a Shem Aveda is doing a mitzvah, and therefore the Klal of Yosef Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah would apply, and therefore he's considered Shem Yisachar. As Rashi seems to point out, that certainly Rabbi Lezer would also agree to the din of Rabbi Yosef that if there would be a standard halva and Reuven lent money to Shimon and didn't have any fringe benefits, then certainly Reuven would be considered a Shem Yisachar because l'maisa he did a mitzvah and oisav a mitzvah is patur min haMitzvah. And even Rabbi Lezer would agree that halva l'mashkin would be considered a Shem Yisachar. L'maisa, if Rabbi Lezer would agree to the shita Rabbi Yosef, how could it be that Rabbi Lezer argues in Rabbi Kiva in the case of halva l'mashkin? And we continue on that pei beis of beis v'hachol b'mal v'tzarch l'mashkin k'mifugi. And the reason why Rabbi Lezer is chaylik on Rabbi Kiva is because we're talking about a scenario where the Malva actually needed and required this Mashkin and wanted to use the Mashkin. And as the Gemara explains, Masava mitzvah ka'avad shelvo v'avi shem yisachar, that Rabbi Kiva holds that L'maisa, even though Reuven will have a fringe benefit by lending this money to Shimon, but ultimately he did a mitzvah, and therefore the din of Isa mitzvah, Patrim and a mitzvah applies, and the Malva had the benefit of Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, and therefore he's considered a shem yisachar. However, Masava lav mitzvah ka'avad shalanasim iskavin v'avi shem yichinam. However, Rabbi Lezer holds that in this case, since the Malva had ulterior motives and he wanted to get this Mashkin because he wanted to use the Mashkin, therefore we can't consider this a mitzvah, and therefore the din of Isu mitzvah, Patrim and a mitzvah would not apply in this scenario, and you wouldn't have the Prut Rabbi Yosef, and therefore Rabbi Lezer holds that the Malva is considered a Shem Chinam. And Ayin top tases deal maskal with malva tzarchel mashkin. According to the way that we just explained the Gemara, that Beleza actually would agree to Rabbi Kiva in a case where the malva did not need the mashkin, and he would hold that the malva did a mitzvah, and therefore it would be oisiv mitzvah patur and mitzvah, and he would agree to Rabbi Yosef, and therefore the malva would be considered shem misacha. So why did the Gemara state beforehand that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Beleza? If we could explain that our Mishnah is also going like Rabbi Beleza, and the malva is considered shem misacha because lemaisa he didn't need the mashkin, and it was a case of malva in tzarich lemashkin, and therefore he's not chayel Rabbi Kiva. And Ayin Taisus who brings two terutzim. Number one, the sugya the shmeitz in the leel that when the Gemara stated that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Beleza, asya libid Rabba, we were going according to the shita Rabba who hold that the shem aved is considered shem chinam, and therefore even if a malva is in tzarich lemashkin, he's also considered shem chinam, as we don't hold of the prut Rabbi Yosef. The reason why the previous Gemara is going with the shita Rabba is the kaimel and kavase is because of a ma'isa we pass on a Rabba. Inami Taisus says im asis and ayir be in tzarich. If you're going to tell me that a Mishnah is talking about a case where the malva is in tzarich lemashkin, lo yavi polag Rabbi Yehuda, then lefi Rabbi Yosef it wouldn't make sense. Rabbi Yehuda would be chaylik on the shita Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eleza, and certainly Rabbi Yehuda would have to agree if there's a malva that lends on a mashkin and he's in tzarich lemashkin, then the prut Rabbi Yosef would kick in as the oisiv be mitzvah patur min mitzvah, and therefore he would be categorized as a shem misacha in all scenarios, not only in a case where he lent peiros to the borrower. The Gemara continues and quotes for the last part of the Mishnah. Abishol Oima Abishol states mutal adam lahaskam mashkin shel ani liyas peikas vaylich. If a malva took a mashkin from a loiva, he could go and rent out that mashkin in order to make money for the ani, and of course the malva will have to deduct the net profits that the malva receives, and he'll have to take it off the loan and deduct it from the amount that the loiva owes him. And as we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that the Mishnah's gears was a bit different, and the gears that we have in our Mishnah is Abishol Oima Rishoy Adam lahaskam mashkin shel ani liyas peisik vaylich. Instead of Leah's Peiches Vahilech, and Omrab Chanan Ba'ami Amishmuel, the Lamaisa, by the fact that Abishol stated this as a Yochid, so it must be the Tanakama argues on the Shita. Therefore, Shmuel teaches us Halach Abishol. The Gemara qualifies the din of Abishol, that even Abishol didn't say that a lender always has a right to lend out a mashkin they took from the borrower. The only time that Abishol taught us that a lender has a right to lend out the mashkin they took from a borrower is only when the mashkin is something like a mara, which is a hoe, a shovel, or a plane, which is used to smooth wood boards, or an axe. And the reason why the lender has a right to rent out these items is because these items are rented for a large amount, and the amount of depreciation by using these items is very minimal. Therefore, it'll be a very profitable venture, and there's very little risk to the ani that he'll lose his item, and therefore the malva is allowed to do this, since ultimately this will benefit the ani, as he'll deduct from the amount of the loan, and the ani won't have to pay as much back to the malva. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and let's point out that the Mishnah will bring down two different shitas. The first shita will be the Tanakama, which we will see in the Braisa is actually the shita Rameya. The second shita will be Rabbi Eleza, and we will see in the Braisa a third shita, which will be the shita Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah begins, that if a porter is carrying a barrel from one place to another place, and he slips and the barrel breaks, then it doesn't make a difference if he's a Shem Mechinam or he's a Shem Mesacha. In both cases, he will make a Shvua and he will be Patar. As Rashi points out, that the Gemara will discuss the Lechira, since this person slipped, so even if you're going to say he's not categorized as a Pesheya, as Niska La Peshehu, but certainly you can't categorize him as someone that was an Oinus, and therefore it has a din like Gnei V'Aveda, and Lechira, Shem Mesacha should be Chayiv, because the Shem Mesacha is Chayiv by Gnei V'Aveda. And why does the Tanakhama state that Bein Shem Mechinam, Bein Shem Mesacha, Yishava, and he'll be Patar? And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eleza Ima, Zevizah Yishava, that it's correct, I have a Kabbalah, that the din is that both the Shem Mechinam and the Shem Mesacha would swear. However, Tmiyani, Mechinam Zevizah Yishava, however bewildered, how could it be that both the Shem Mechinam and the Shem Mesacha would be able to swear? And the Gemara will explain the Shita Rabbi Eleza. And the Gemara begins and repeats the Mishnah and adds in the third Shita, which is the Shita Rabbi Eleza that we mentioned beforehand. At Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Ma'avi Chavis Chaveri, Mimakal Makam Vishavra, Bein Shem Mechinam, Bein Shem Mesacha, Yishava, Divra Meir, which is exactly the same shita as Tanakam of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda states, Shem Mechinam Yishava, Nesi Sachi Yishalim, that Shem Mechinam will make a Shvua and be Pata, while Shem Mesacha will be Chayiv L'Shalim. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Lezer Ima, Zevzeh Yishava, V'tmiyani, Yemichayim, Zevzeh Yishava. The Gemara now focuses on the shita of Rameya, L'meimur, the Sav Rameya, Niskalapa Shehu, by the fact that our Mishnah and the Braisa stated that Rameya hold that if he is a Shem Mechinam, he would swear and be Pata. It must be that Rameya hold that even though the porter slipped and he was Niskal, that he's not considered a Pesheya, as if the porter would be considered a Pesheya by the fact that he slipped. slipped, then l'maisa, even a shem chinam would be chayiv l'shalim. And how could Ramei have stated in the Mishnah that both a shem chinam and a shem esacha would swear and be pata? Rashi adds to this point, va'oid ha'poita b'nais esacha alma in his chashalei, by the fact that Ramei says that if he would be a shem esacha, the porter would swear and be pata. So it must be that Ramei categorized someone that falls as a complete oinis. That's why a shem esacha will be able to swear and be pata. And the Gemara asks for Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, which we had in Maseches Baba Kama, Nishbur Kadiv Le Silka Nafla Gam of Leim Yidai, Ramei Mechayi Bezekin Mecham Oimim Patrim Ni Adam Mechayi Bedin Shmayim. And the Braisa teaches us that if Reuven is walking with a pitcher in Rishis Rabim, or walking with his camel in Rishis Rabim, and Reuven slips and falls and causes the pitcher to fall and break, or he causes the camel to fall and he doesn't pick up the pitcher or the camel, then either at the time that the pitcher was falling or the camel was falling, it damaged someone, or after it was on the ground, someone slipped on the camel or on the pieces and shards of the pitcher and he damages himself, then Ramea holds in both cases you'd be chayiv, as Ramea holds Niskal is Pesheya, and therefore Reuven is chayiv for the damages it caused based on him slipping. Ramea also holds that once it falls on the ground and he had time to pick up those items, then he's considered that he created a barbishus rabim, and therefore you'd be chayiv if the person slips after the fact. And the Chacham hold that you're going to be patur b'dinei adam and only chayiv b'dinei shemayim, as it's only considered grama. And the Chacham hold that niskal apesheya the kaimulah the meniskal pesheya pligi, and we hold that the machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim is if niskal is considered pesheya or not. And we see that Ramei hold the niskal pesheya. You can't say that the Tana Kama our Mishnah is not Ramea, as the Brisa specifically stated divrei Ramea, that this shita is the shita of Ramea. The Gemara continues and responds, Amar Blazer. Rabbi Blazer stated, Tavra Misha Shanazu, Lay Shanazu. That's true that there is a stereo between our Brisa and our Mishnah and the Brisa Mesechus Baba Kama. And in the Chanami, the Tana that taught us the Brisa Mesechus Baba Kama and taught us that Ramea hold that Niskal Pesheya is not the same Tana of our Mishnah and Brisa who learned that Ramea holds that Niskal Apeshehu. And Rashi Mesechus Ksubis and Mesechus Baba Kama teaches the Lashon Tavra as Kasha or Kasha Adadi, that it is a stereo, and the Lashon Tavra is that something is broken. Now that we've finished discussing the Shita Ramea, and we said Ramea holds that Niskal Apeshehu, Rabbi Elazar holds that someone that trips is considered Oinis, and therefore Shem Esacha would also be able to swear and be Pata. So our Gemara now continues and discusses the Shita Rabbi Huda that we saw in the Braisa, and also discusses the Shita Rabbi Elazar that we saw in the Mishnah and the Braisa, and Ba'as Rabbi Huda Lameima, Shem Echinim Yishava, Nais Esacha Yishalem, Haikidine, Bahaikidine, and the reason why Rabbi Huda holds that Shem Echinim would swear and be Pata, however, Shem Esacha would have to pay, is because he learns that even though Niska Lapesheu, but he holds that when the porter trips and he falls, a fall is not categorized as a pshia, and it's also not categorized as an oinis. And as Rashi stated in the Mishnah, El Kegneva Veda, Shein Krevel Oinis Upshia, that's Karv Oinis and Karv Lepshia, and Hashem Echinim would be Pata if he makes a Shvua, and Hashem Mesacha would be Chayiv L'Shalim, just like he's Chayiv to pay by Gneva Veda. The Gemara now continues and explains the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Va'asa Rabbi Elazar Lameima, and Rabbi Elazar comes and tells us in Gemara Karameya, Ein Chanami, I have a Kabbalah that we pass like Karameya, and it doesn't make a difference if the porter was a Shem Echinim or a Shem Mesacha, that he would swear and be Pata. It's still a wonder to me as to how could it be that a Shem Echinim and a Shem Mesacha would be able to make a Shvua and be Pata. Yerdvar explained that Rabbi Elazar doesn't agree completely to Rameya, because as we explained, Rameya holds that Niskalapa Shehu, and Rameya holds that someone that trips is a complete Oinis, and therefore it makes sense that Shem Mesacha will swear that he was an Oinis, and therefore he'll be Pata. However, Rabbi Elazar holds that Niskalapa Shehu, and even though he's not a Peshia, but he agrees to Rabbi Huda that someone that slips and falls is Karv Loinis and Karv Lepshia, and it's like a case of Gneva Aveda. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar is bewildered as to how we could pass in this way, and as the Gemara explains, that Bishle Meshem Echinim Mishtabed Le Pashaba, that I could understand that Hashem Echinim will be able to make a Shvua that he wasn't Peshia as Niska's La Peshehu, and therefore he'll make a Shvua that he tripped and he'll be Pata El Hashem Esacha Amai Mishtaba, but Hashem Esacha, what could he swear? Ki Le Pashinami Shlumi Bai, as even if Hashem Esacha will swear that he wasn't Peshia, well, the Maisa certainly, if he tripped, he's not considered a complete Oinis, and therefore he should be Chayiv based on the fact that Hashem Esacha is Chayiv for Gnei Vaveda. Rabbi Elazar continues, Vafilu Shem Echinim Nami, and even in the case of Shem Echinim, Hotena Pemakam Madrin, this makes sense in a place where there was a slope, and therefore certainly Niskala Peshia. However, Shlo Pemakam Madrin, Mi Mati Mishtabed Loi Pasha, if the porter actually slipped in an area which was flat ground and wasn't on a slope, then certainly in that case it's considered a Peshia, and certainly even a Shem Echinim should be Chayiv. How could it then be that no matter what, a Shem Echinim would swear and be Pata? And we continue on that Pei Gimel Min Aleph, and Rabbi Elazar states, Vafilu Pemakam Madrin Nami, even if the porter slipped in an area where there was was a slope, hatena chichad lakuraya, it makes sense that you could make a shvua and be pata in an area where you slipped, and it wasn't an area where there were many people, and therefore no one saw what happened, and that's why a shvua could help, and it'll be pata al chichad lakuraya, but lachayra in a case where the porter slipped in an area where there are many people around, and therefore likely there were edim that saw that he slipped or didn't slip, and therefore they could testify if he was pesheya or not pesheya, nesu raya v'nifta, the lachayra, the only way that the shem chinam should be pata is only if he brings a raya and he brings edim, and a shvua would not help. And even though the Torah teaches us by the case of gneva aveda by a shem chinam, the shem chinam would make a shvua sashemim that he was not pesheya and he would be pata, well, lemaisa, as we will see, Isa ben Yehuda teaches us that the only time the Torah teaches us the concept of shvua sashemim is only if there is no better raya. However, if there is a possibility to bring edim, then the shema has to bring edim that he wasn't pesheya. The Tanya, as we learned to brisa, Isa ben Yehuda imah, Isa ben Yehuda teaches us ein raya shvua sashem tia ben shneim, that the pasuk states in Pashtim Mishpatim, kiite inshurei eil chamari shoy sev chobeim lishba or meis inishba inishba ein raya. And the next pasuk continues shvua sashem tia ben shneim and leishal chiyadu b'lechzvei eil v'lochibala v'leishalim. And we combine the last words of pasuk tes of ein raya to the first words of pasuk yud, which states shvua sashem tia ben shneim. And we learn out the only time that the shvua sashemim implies is only when it was ein raya. As the gemara's medayik hayesh raya, but if it's possible that there were edim yavi raya vi pata, that the only way the shem chinam will be pata is only if he finds the edim that could testify that he wasn't pesheya, would not be enough for the shem chinam to just make a shvua. Rabbi Leza holds of the shita of Isa ben Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Leza was bothered by all these questions, and he's bothered how could it be that the Mishnah stated stama that in all cases a shem chinam and a shem esacha would be pata as long as they make a shvua, and he's bothered by all these questions that we just mentioned. Rashi points out that Ramea is not bothered by all these questions, and as we explained, because Ramea holds that not only is Niska la Pesheya, but Niska is an Oinis, and therefore certainly even a Shem Esacha could make a Shvua that he was an Oinis, and therefore he'll be Potter, and in all cases you'd be Potter, and Ramea doesn't hold like the Shita of Isi. Ramea holds that even if there's a possibility that there are Edim that actually saw what occurred, a Shem Echinim or a Shem Esacha still has the ability to make a Shvua Sashemim and be Potter. Gemara continues, and Rashi states, Milsa Ba'api Nafshihi, that the next Gemara is a new piece of the Gemara, and the Gemara is actually going back to its original question. As the Gemara asked the Stira from Rameya in our Mishnah and the Braisa to Rameya in Mesechus Baba Kama, as Rameya in our Mishnah and the Braisa is Mashman and Niska Lapishehu, and in the Braisa in Mesechus Baba Kama, Rameya stated, Nishbur Kadav Le Silka Nafla Gomel of Loyamida Rameya Mechaya Bezekon, and we saw that Rameya holds that Niska is Peshehu. Previously, the Gemara responded that Omer Beleza Tavra Misha Shanazu Loy Shanazu, and in a Chenami, there's a Machlekes between these two Sugyas as to what Rameya holds. However, our Gemara now continues, Rab Chia Ba'aba, Om Rabbi Echron, Rab Chia Ba'aba says the name Rabbi Echron, Shvuzu, Takan Zachami, and in Chenami, really Rameya hold that Niskal Peshehu, really since this porter tripped and he's considered a Peshea, therefore it shouldn't make a difference if he was a Shem Echinim or a Shem Esacha, and he should be Chayiv. However, the reason why in our Mishnah Rameya stated that it doesn't make a difference if he's a Shem Echinim or a Shem Esacha, that he will actually make a Shvua and be Pata, is actually based on the Takan Zachamim, and the reason why the Chacham made a Takana that the Shem Echinim and Shem Esacha should swear and be Pata even though they were Peshea, and Shem Yata Imekain, as if we wouldn't say that a porter will be Pata if he makes a Shvua, in L'cha Adam Ha'mav Chav Z'chaverim Makal L'makim, then no one will want to take on this job and be a porter, as they know that any time that they'll slip and fall, they will be Chayiv, and therefore the Rabbanan said that as long as they make a Shvua, they will be Pata. And the Gemara now is that Bishlema according to a Beleza that held that a Mayan on Mishnah hold that Niska Lapashehu, and he's considered Oinis, therefore it makes sense that a Shem Echinim will be able to swear that he wasn't Peshea, or a Shem Esacha will be able to swear that he was an Oinis, and therefore there will be Pata. However, now that you're telling me that Rameya actually holds that Niskal is Peshehu, so exactly what type of Shvua will a Shem Echinim or a Shem Esacha make? And certainly they can't make a Shvua that they weren't Peshea, since we hold that Niskal is considered Peshea. Gemara continues, Amar Rav, and Rav explains, Shvua Shloi Bekavana Shabbatia, that the Shvua that the Shem Echinim or Shem Esacha will make is that they did not break this on purpose, and even though the porter slipped and we hold Niskal Peshehu, but the Meister Rabbanan said, as long as he'll make a Shvua that he didn't do this on purpose, then it'll be Pata. Once again, the Gemara now continues and explains the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rameya, and he holds that Niskal is Lapashea. When someone trips, it's Karv Lo'ines and Karv Lipshia, and similar to a case of Gnei Vaveda, and there is no Takan Zachamim, and therefore Shem Chinam will swear that it wasn't Peshea, and it'll be Pata, and Nisa Sacha will have to pay, just like he'll have to pay by Gnei Vaveda. Once again, the Gemara comes and explains the Shita of Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Lezer says in Gemara Karameya that I have a Kabbalah that the Psak is like a Rameya, and it doesn't make a difference if the porter was a Shem Chinam or a Shem Esacha, and he'll be able to make a Shvuah and be Pata. However, I'm bewildered in Mechinim Zavizeli Shava, as how could it be the Shem Chinam or the Shem Esacha will be able to make a Shvuah, as Bishlam Shem Chinam Shtabish Le Pashaba? Certainly, Shem Chinam could make a Shvuah that he wasn't Peshea, as Rabbi Lezer argues on Rameya and hold Niska La Peshehu. However, as we previously explained, Rabbi Lezer holds that even though he's not considered Peshea, but he's not considered Oinis, and a porter that slips has a din like Neva Veda, and it's Karv Loinis and Karv Lipshia, and therefore Rabbi Lezer asks that Hashem Esacha my Mishtaba Kilei Pashinami Bayishlume, and how could it be that we paskin that Hashem Esacha would make a Shvua and be Pata? And Rabbi Lezer continues about Filu Shem Echinam, and even in a case where the porter is a Shem Echinam, Hatena B'Makom Medrin, so it makes sense that he can make a Shvua when he was actually walking in an area where there was a slope, and therefore you could say Niska La Pashia, and he can make a Shvua and be Pata. However, Shloib B'Makom Medrin Mimati Mishtaba Shloib Pasha, but if the porter was walking in a flat area and it wasn't an area where there was a slope, then certainly he's considered a Peshea, and therefore how could a Shem Echinam be Pata if a Shem Echinam is Chayiv by a case of Peshea that feel B'Makom Medrin Nami, and even if it's a case where there was a slope and he was considered Peshea, Hatena Chechad Laka Raya, that's very good if there was no Raya and there weren't people that were around that potentially saw what occurred. However, Chechad Eka Raya, if there was potentially any witnesses that saw what occurred, would potentially know if the porter was a Peshea or not a Peshea. In that case, a Shvuah should not work as Nesu Raya V'Yipata, that he should only be able to bring a Raya with Edim and be Pata, and the Shvuah Sashayimim should not work, as we mentioned before in the Tanya, as we learned in Brisa, Yisib Ben Yehuda Ima, Ein Raya Shvuah Sashayim Tia Ben Shneim, Hayesh Raya Yavi Raya V'Yipata. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer had many questions on the Shita that held that it doesn't make a difference if the porter was a Shem Echinam or a Shem Esacha, he'll make a Shvuah and be Pata. And the Mashmais is that there are no exceptions to this rule, and Rabbi Lezer was bothered with many different questions as to why there should be exceptions to this rule, and we will stop over here.